Chapter 8, Creating Buzz, Pop Chips. Keith Belling knew that there had to be a snack that wouldn't make him feel as guilty as his daily potato chips did. Could he create and market a new chip that would win over Americans one snacker at a time? Spare me the guilt chip. Keith Belling had a lunchtime routine. He'd drop by the neighborhood deli, pick up a sandwich and a bag of chips, and head to the cash register. But one day in early 2005, Keith noticed that he had been subconsciously slipping his chips under his sandwich while he waited in line to pay, effectively hiding them from view. The exuberant Keith, whose lightly graying hair was the only hint that he was closer to 50 than to 40, had to laugh. Did he not want anyone to see his Doritos habit? Or was he hiding the chips from himself? If he was feeling that way about the chips, realized Keith, then maybe he shouldn't be eating them in the first place. But he did like his daily dose of deep-fried salty chips. There had to be something better in the snack aisle that was both delicious and more healthful, right? Keith picked up soy crisps, rice cakes, and baked chips, determined to find a new daily snack. Unconvinced, he tried more brands and flavors until he had to admit it. He just did not like the taste. That's when Keith's entrepreneurial gene, he had previously launched and sold businesses like allbusiness.com, kicked in. If he couldn't find a better way to satisfy his daily chip craving, then maybe he could make one. Keith called up his friend, Pat Turpin, who had been part of the allbusiness.com team and who had also run Costco's snack manufacturing business. Pat, another avid snacker, listened to Keith's idea and had only one question. Could they be partners? In June 2005, the friends sealed their deal with a handshake and went out to see what they could find. They started researching the snack aisle and various food manufacturing techniques, hoping to jumpstart an idea. Pat had a lead that a rice cake manufacturing business in Southern California was for sale, and even though they weren't into rice cakes, maybe something there would inspire them. Keith set up a visit and was taken on a tour. Within moments, the symbolic light bulb in his head went off. He realized that rice cakes were made by applying heat and high pressure until rice literally popped, and he saw that you could pop all sorts of things, including potatoes. "It dawned on me that you could actually pop potato chips," says Keith. "It wasn't fried, it wasn't baked, it was just what I'd been looking for." He figured that if the 800-pound gorillas in the industry, aka the big consumer packaged goods CPG companies, couldn't create that healthy fried chip or tasty baked one, neither could he. Instead, he'd approach the problem from a different angle and create a third category, a new paradigm. "I needed a fresh way to talk to consumers without the concepts of fried or baked," says Keith. And that's where Pop came in.